This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from March 10th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA's Shuttle Discovery wrapped up its final mission with a routine landing at Kennedy Space Center yesterday morning. It will make one more flight to the Smithsonian. Augusta Westland announced that the Public Procurement Authority of the Republic of Korea has selected an AW-139 for firefighting, emergency medical service, air rescue, and transport missions. Rockwell Collins reports the first installation of its ProLine 21 avionics package into a rotorcraft, a Sikorsky S-61 long-range helicopter. A cooperative venture between Bell Helicopter and Rolls-Royce will provide the RR-500 turboshaft as an engine upgrade kit for the 206 series, improving performance in high and hot conditions. Boeing says the Asia-Pacific region's air traffic growth will exceed the world average by a large margin over the next two decades and account for over 10,000 new aircraft sales. Boeing is hiring in San Antonio, Texas, looking for 450 temps to help refurbish 787 Dreamliners to include changes made during testing in preparation for deliveries of the planes to buyers. Boeing and Air China have signed an agreement for the purchase of five 747-8 intercontinental jetliners. Tampa International Airport has received official approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection to operate flights to and from Cuba, following Los Angeles, New York JFK, and Miami. Night Flight Concepts is offering a night vision goggle orientation kit in the form of a complimentary webinar series. And EAAers are mourning the passing of Jack Cox, who edited Sport Aviation magazine for decades. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart explains how the Pilot Training Reform Symposium, coming up in May, can actually influence needed change at the FAA and elsewhere. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.